As the federal government and the coalition debate the design of an emissions trading scheme, economists warn that time is running out to make the transition to a cleaner economy. New economic and environmental modelling has given the world's policymakers a deadline to get low-carbon industrialisation underway, and the window closes in 2014. Carl Mellon is an economist with Climate Risk and one of the key authors of this report.
What we've calculated here is essentially how long we've got before we get to the point, if you like, the point of no return is the point at which we have not allowed enough time to develop the industries which can deliver a low-carbon economy. If we wait till past 2014, or that's what our modelling shows, then simply put, it will be impossible for industries to grow to the scale that has to be achieved in the time that is available. So essentially we'll miss the target, and I guess then we're left with the consequences of what happens if we go above 2 degrees warming.
The report is a global assessment and warns that rapid change is crucial. It found that currently only 3 out of 20 industries are moving fast enough, and an ETS or carbon price isn't enough to deliver the transformation needed to achieve the emissions cuts. But Carl Mellon says that even if Australia was to act now and start growing a low-carbon market today, these industries would still have to grow by 24% a year, a goal that's hard to meet.
There's really no time for any low-carbon industry to sit idle. So what that means is that there are a suite of industries, for example, in the renewable energy and carbon capture and storage area that will have to be mobilised within the period between now and 2014. There are also industries in the, for instance, energy efficiency area. There's also a very important heavy lift that needs to happen in the agricultural sector and in the forestry sectors. Largely, if you like, all aspects of a modern economy will have to start the process of transformation quite soon.
Environment groups warn this is a wake-up call for policymakers. WWF Australia, who commissioned the report, argues it's time the planet weans itself off fossil fuels. Otherwise, the circumstances could be catastrophic. Greg Bourne is the Chief Executive Officer.
If we end up with runaway climate change, we could be heading towards 5 to 6 degrees temperature rise by the end of the century. That's devastating for the economy, it's devastating for agriculture, it's devastating for our iconic landscapes, our biodiversity. It's truly frightening. But we can win, but we have to get after it, we have to move faster, and we have to create an industrial and an agricultural revolution, the like of which we've never seen.